Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Odds-on favorite to be the number one pick in the draft next year?
It's Shedeur Sanders.
And I don't know. Rightfully so.
Yeah, Carson Beck's going to be the first pick.
You think so?
I talked to a team yesterday who's like, if you don't... He said, are you looking at quarterbacks? I'm like, I'm not looking at anything. Right now, he said, you're not doing your job if you don't know who the Georgia kid is. I said, I know who Carson Beck is. He said, that's the first pick of the draft next year.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
You're not doing your job if you don't know who Carson Beck is. Who is this guy?
I know. Insulting. Like, come on now. I know. I said, I know who Carson Beck is.
What is that?
I know.
Was you that? Was he?
I said, first of all, my job
number
is.
Number one pick?
My job is radio.
I didn't see that.
My job is radio. I'm out of my draft. Draft's over. I said, job doesn't start until I get a new contract.
So Shedeur Sanders, Carson Beck is second. Quinn Ewers is third.
Quinn Ewers will not be in the top five.
James Pierce. This is just who's going to be the first overall.
Who's James Pierce?
James Pierce is a defensive end.
Won't be.
First
of all, you're throwing your money away if you're not betting a quarterback.
He's a rush end.
If it's not a quarterback, your money's gone.
Drew Allar is fifth.
Oh, he was
from Penn State.
Did you see that Michigan game?
Iowa game? Either one of them.
Well, a lot of them. Yeah.
Both of them were terrible.
Jalen Milroe is next, and then Travis Hunter.
No
chance.
No.
Cam Ward is down the list. Jackson Dart. Cam Ward.
Cam Ward. Give consideration to Cam Ward. It's really. I mean, that's fine on Quinn, but Quinn's not going to be it. I think it's Cam. And Shedeur with the big arms. Carson Beck is kind of the total package. So those are all three names that I would keep an eye on.
Yeah.
There was another player. There's another position player that I was thinking would have a chance, but it's just so hard. I feel like you're throwing money away if it's anything other than. And you know those little bet. By the way, I dug into that because I was asking somebody about, like, you guys have this open and no, it's like. A lot of the stuff they give us, it's $50 circle. You can't really.
Yeah.
No. He's just very small.
Yeah. You can't bet it. You can't bet a lot of money on it. So this thing, I mean, it's really funny with this Michael Penix thing is just. So the oldest quarterback ever drafted in the first round is?
It's Brandon Whedon.
Yep.
He was 28.
28 and a half years old. Mm-hmm. Second oldest?
It was a 26-year-old.
No, it was this year.
Was this year?
Yeah. First round.
It's Penix then.
It's Nix.
Oh, Bo Nix beats Penix by a couple months.
Wait,
there's never. I thought there was a 26-year-old or a 25-year-old who was drafted in the first rounder,
apparently, according to this.
Okay.
It's Nix and then Penix. Then Pickett, Tannehill, Burrow, Wentz, and Jaden Daniels. Three of the top eight oldest quarterbacks ever drafted in the first round came this year.
Well, it's because of the COVID year.
COVID year, obviously.
Yeah, the COVID year got the extra. Michael Penix played 6 years of college football.
Yeah.
4 years at Indiana.
But okay, so.
And 2 years at.
If he doesn't play for 3 years, he might not start an NFL game before he's 28 years old.
But that's what everyone's problem is.
No.
But quarterbacks play till they're older. If you can get 10 years out of a quarterback, who cares?
But wasting the first 3 years of a rookie's deal. It's not smart.
Well, that's why it just doesn't make Packers a lot of do sense. That?
Pardon me?
Quote unquote waste. So they had Aaron Rodgers.
But he came out when he was, I want to say he was 21.
Well, the age thing is different, but if we're sticking to the deal.
But I think the Packers might have thought, man, or Rodgers only going to be a couple, you know, it's about near the end and whatnot. They just signed Kirk Cousins. Just signed him.
Yeah, but his deal is really, I mean, they can. for 2 years, what you've done now is you've created, you mentioned this on the show Friday, and this is an actual scary point to me, which they're not thinking of. You've really created tension in the future. For right now, all the fans are pissed. No. See all the videos, fans are pissed. Guess what? In 2 to 3 games, watch how fast the fans turn on Kirk Cousins and they want the backup. No. Watch how fast that happens. It's created an atmosphere. They're going to create an atmosphere that they did not intend to. I like the fact that they're basically saying, we're going out swinging on the guy that we believe in. Terry Fontenot to do that, that's hard to do. It's hard to have a faith and a trust and a belief that, yes, we got our quarterback, but we think this guy has a chance to be special. You know, Aaron Rodgers, it changed. The fact that they decided to go Aaron Rodgers because he fell there and he was just too good of value, that's not who they thought they were going to pick. But the Packers said, this is too good of value. We got to take Aaron Rodgers. It changed the course of history for their entire franchise because they were able to go from Favre to Rodgers seamlessly. So, I mean, that was a phenomenal. I'm sure Terry Fontenot has had that discussion, and now they talk about Jordan Love, you know, being able to transition from Aaron Rodgers to Love. This has been an unbelievably smooth transition, relatively speaking, for the Green Bay Packers dating back to the 90s. That's, you know, that's almost unheard of. And I'm sure Fontenot is thinking, hey, we want to go from smoothly from Kirk Cousins to Michael Penix. But, man, Penix is going to be like 27 before he gets a shot if things go well for you, things work out. If not, you've just wasted a bunch of money on Kirk Cousins.
713-780-3776.
Kirk Cousins, you know he's getting paid guaranteed money. That's all he does.
Let's get Mark in here. Wants to talk a little C.J. Stroud about a real quarterback.
Yeah, a real one.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a quick question, and I'd like to get y'all's answers objectively. I know we all love CJ and all the great things he did last year, but and this is a question out of curiosity. This isn't a statement, but do you think that a lot of his success was due to Bobby Slowick? And the reason I ask that is he did some great things, fourth quarter comebacks, driving down the field. You can't really teach that, but a lot of his throws to Nico and Tank, a lot of those were wide-open guys downfield, a lot of play-action plays to where – I mean, you could have put a lot of people in that quarterback position to make those throws as long as they can push it down the field. And I'm just curious, if do you think Bobby Slowick doesn't get enough credit for CJ's success, or do you think it's just all CJ, doesn't matter who the OC is, you're all good to go with CJ? I'm just curious how that's going to look when Slowick leaves, how CJ is going to be able to – I mean, when guys are wide open, it's very easy to hit, you know, Nico against the Steelers in the fourth quarter. When he's burning past Patrick Peterson, it's pretty easy to hit that. So curious what y'all
respond. But you got to read it to get to that spot. It's both. It's both. I mean, Bobby Slowick deserves a ton of credit, but Slowick deserves a ton of credit because he goes back to the Shanahan system, and the Shanahan system designed by Mike Shanahan and refined by Kyle Shanahan, and really, frankly, others that have used it. They just created a really great methodology of play calling, and some of it, I would just say Slowick's play calling also was really good. He kept people guessing.
I didn't see all those guys running wide open when they were playing the Ravens. I didn't see that. You know, and some of the losses, you know, it wasn't like it was all year. They struggled offensively.
There were times.
And was that on CJ, or was that they, you know?
I think
they both get credit.
I think they both get credit. Oh. They both deserve credit. CJ Stroud played in an offense that is a quarterback-friendly offense. It always has been. You take a quarterback-friendly offense, but Jimmy Garoppolo was just average in a quarterback-friendly offense. You have to have ability to elevate it. Now, C.J. Stroud had rookie games against Carolina, against Atlanta. Those were rookie games. He looked like a rookie. He didn't play as well. So I think that there is something to the fact that but C.J. Stroud coming back, like, what does that have to do with Bobby Slowick? Some of the throws he made on those fourth quarter comebacks were unbelievable. So that's not Bobby Slowick. That's C.J. Stroud making special plays because he knew where he wanted to go with the ball. He has amazing touch and talent. It's definitely a group. It's a combination of two things. Slowick being a good play caller, mm-hmm. having a good design, passing design, and C.J. Stroud being able to elevate that and execute it. And when Slowick is gone, there could be a little bit of a, you know, a dip for C.J. Stroud. But my guess is if there is, he'll just get right back on track. I think he's got a chance to be really special. And it's because of some of the stuff I see on the field, but all the stuff I see off the field, dude, those are intangibles. This is what we're talking about. Loves football, thinks football, has, you know, these are the intangibles. Jay Cutler has a big arm. Who cares? Big arm, big schmarm. I want somebody who knows where to go with the football and is, and doesn't take wild chances and thinks intelligently pre and post snap. That's how games are won. Joe Burrow beats you because he outthinks you pre and post. Josh Allen is a phenomenal talent, but Josh Allen doesn't think the game like Joe Burrow does. They're different types of quarterbacks. Pat Mahomes has that ability to out. He processes pretty well, but he just makes outstanding executable plays. I think C.J. Stroud's got a chance to outthink defensive coordinators. Yep. And when you do that, it doesn't matter who your coordinator is.
Well, there is going to be another coordinator coming in here after Bobby Slowick, and he may be good too. And secondly, C.J. is going to have more experience in the league. You lose coordinators every year, it's a real problem for a quarterback, especially a young quarterback. But you're right. C.J.'s outthinking people. C.J. is going to be ready when Bobby Slowick leaves. I feel like C.J. is going to, like you said, be able to outthink coordinators, and he's going to be just fine. But Bobby Slowick deserved a lot of credit for last year. There's no question about that. Listen, the Insperity is this week. Lance and I are going to be out there at the Insperity on Friday. He's really excited. Dell is not going to be out there. He wants to go.
He's trying
to get there. He wants to go. He's been saying, the two of them in the last break were in here going, hey, Dell was going, how come I'm not out there? Lance is going, because we're special, you're not. And they can't wait. Both of them can't wait to get out to the Insperity. Right after, those guys are going to be playing all week long. It's this week. The Houston Insperity Invitational presented by United Healthcare, held at the Woodlands Country Club Tournament Course. Beautiful course. If you haven't seen it before, if you haven't been there before, 78 of the best PGA Tour champions, players of all time. Insperity Invitational is proud to continue the tradition of offering free general grounds admission. Now, there's really good players out here. These are the seniors, obviously. Champions Tour used to be the Seniors Tour. Now it's the Champions Tour. And they're really, really good. They're really great golfers. If you're a golf fan, this is a place to be. We've had such great golf here, and it continues here with the Insperity this week. Go to InsperityInvitational.com, get your tournament schedule, your ticket info, your player field, events, tee times, parking, all of it. Everything that you want to know, it's at InsperityInvitational.com. Get on out there, absolutely free.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. NBA last night, Lakers eliminated. The first time since 2005. No Steph, no LeBron, no KD in the second round.
Wow. Well, things are changing. I asked my son, who really keeps up with basketball hardcore, I said, who's your top 10 right now? Because he usually asks me that. And Mason had it. Luka, I wanted to see if he would have anything stupid, but it was pretty legitimate. He had Jokic 1. I think he had Luka 2. Now, he had Jason Tatum 8, which I felt a little bit low.
He's always disrespected.
And I wanted to see where he had Anthony Adams. He had Shea 3. Yeah, I think he had Shea 3.
Well, Jason's got to be 4.
He had Curry 6. He had 10. He had 10. He had Anthony Adams. Edwards. I wanted to see where he had Anthony Edwards. He had it LeBron 9, Anthony Edwards 10. Who did you say? Oh, Jason Tatum. He had 8. Yeah. Man, who am I missing in here?
I mean,
Luka, Shea. Steph. Oh, he had KD in there somewhere, too. Mm. 7, probably.
Okay.
Get him 7. Ahead of Jason Tatum. I would put KD behind Jason Tatum. Am I wrong?
No, KD's think? Behind. Yeah. Jason Tatum.
Oh, he had Giannis. So, he had Giannis in there.
So
at 5.
Disrespected. So disrespected. Jamal Murray with another game winner. Dude performs in the playoffs. No all NBA teams. Jamal Murray, never. No all NBA teams.
Yeah, but man, they're the all good at basketball team.
I know.
I was thinking about it. Does it remind you of one of the Rocket championship teams? Because you have a dominant big, and then you have just good players around who make clutch plays. Like Porter, Caldwell Pope, watching Jamal Murray, just the entire team, just think, man, there's guys who know their roles, who fit their roles well, and you got a dominant big in the middle. And I kept thinking, and you just watch them play, and you just think at any point, Denver Celtics series has to happen this year.
Yeah.
It has to happen. And, man, it's just, I give the Lakers credit. They didn't crumble yesterday. They showed up.
He plays a huge. Aaron Gordon is a monster
for them. Yep. Look how many good players they have.
So last night, the Chuck versus Galveston saga continued. There was a picture. Scott Elliott, at Scott Elliott 77. If you guys know Scott Elliott, Joseph Scott Elliott, tell him to call the show. He sent in a picture of he and Charles in a bike shop, Island Bicycle. And he said, this is Barkley enjoying the bike shop in Galveston. I guess it wasn't so bad. And they showed this on TNT last night. And here is Chuck's response to it.
Hey, first of all, I had a great time in the local hangouts when we played there, when we were down there for training camp. You just can't go to the beach. I want to say that. Everybody was great to me in Galveston, but your beach was dirty as hell.
Did you rent a bike? Did you actually rent a bike and go?
No, I walked around. Hey, I remember that spot was awesome. I went to that spot pretty much every night, actually, but the beach was still dirty as hell. That ain't my fault.
Look
at him.
That's where the Rockets
Joseph, I remember y'all taking great care of me down in Galveston. I just couldn't go on the beach. I didn't have no steel-toe boots.
Gotta have those for a
beach. Gotta have steel-toe boots if you're going on that beach in Galveston.
Why you need steel-toe boots?
Oh, because you don't want to mess up my pedicure.
Too many rocks and oil.
Oh, my God. You stepping in old sand, dirty sand, oil. Come on. You know I get a mani-pedi every week. I can't mess up these pretty feet.
Lance likes pretty feet.
Yeah.
You do like. You like Charles'
gross,
feet?
Gross.
Well, wait. Do you like Charles'
What's
feet?
What's ironic is that the guy with the jankiest feet in the history of basketball, Shaq, is on the set, too. Remember that when he took his.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, my God, what happened? It was like claws. It was like a like an animal claw.
It's
was
just
on his
ironic.
Foot.
It's just irony right there.
Yeah, that is
irony. That he's on the set. Let's get Gary in here. Wants to talk to Justin Verlander. Hey, Gary.
Hey, guys. You know, there's a lot of talk about how great JV's been in his time in Houston, but yeah, how much of that is due to stretch Zuba? I mean, you look at the strikes JV throws. That that plate's wide open, 17 inches. It seems like strikes that any MLB pitcher could throw.
Gary. I know what you're doing with the Bobby Slowick, CJ Stroud thing, where you're saying it's all when the guy wanted to know how much is Slowick, and now you're saying, and now Gary's asking how much of this is due to Stretch Suba. I don't believe. Was Stretch Suba still with the team? How long has Stretch been gone?
Is Stretch? No, he's not around anymore. Stretch
Suba. Well, wait. Was he there in 17, though?
He's kind of a system pitcher.
He's what?
He's kind of a system pitcher.
He's not a second pitcher. No.
He no, left. A system pitcher.
No, hold on. When did he leave?
He was just a bullpen catcher.
Astros Jeff
credit do we need to give him?
He was gone with Jeff Lynn. He was gone when Jeff Lynn was here, so he's been.
Oh, Stretch Suba is not.
Well,
maybe the law firm of.
Wait a minute.
Murphy
he was gone in 2012. This he has nothing to do with it. They got rid of.
Still have to be asked.
Verlander was barely in the league.
One of the first things that Jeff Luhnow did was get rid of Stretch Suba. Actually, now that I'm reading here, Stretch Suba fired by the Astros bullpen coach. Stretch Suba will not be back after 36 years. Basically, Jeff Luhnow went in and goes, "Okay, we got to get this guy."
Well,
here.
Brock Purdy's done it for a year and a half, and he's still hearing it. Why is CJ exempt? System quarterback looks that San Francisco offense very, very kind of quarterback.
I got news for you. Brock Purdy's going to hear that for his entire life, probably. Is it fair? No. Is it accurate? No.
Why?
I mean, it's good. It's a good system.
Mm-hmm. Every quarterback
still got to make throws. Though.
Every quarterback in that system should catch it. Brock, Tua, CJ, they all have to catch it.
Have you noticed that no one says anything about, like, okay, if the system automatically, why did Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance not work out
there? Well, Jimmy made a Super Bowl, Lance.
If every quarterback is supposed to succeed with all the talent.
Super Bowl, who made a Super Bowl in the system?
No.
Yeah.
That's how good the system is, though. That's partly how good it is. Well, now, there's also, we're also talking about some tremendous talent. Some tremendous talent.
Yeah.
On offense and defense. So, San Francisco's, man, John Lynch has been a good general manager, hasn't he? He's been a really good
general manager. Really good. And Shanahan's a really, really good coach. Mm-hmm. And they also get a lot of really good players. That's a great organization. He just can't win that game. He just can't win that game. But you know what? It'd be silly. This if they do a situation like they did with in San Diego and they fired him. He won 13 games all the time.
Marty Schottenheimer.
Schottenheimer. If they do that to Shanahan, it'll be the dumbest move ever. Shanahan is. I think he's on Andy Reid pace.
You can't just make. And that happened to Andy Reid, too. I mean, Schottenheimer, you can just look at Andy Reid. Andy Reid's done nothing but be a winner his whole time, but Philadelphia got tired of. Sometimes you just have to deal with it. Like, you just can't make. If you know you got the best guy, you just have to keep trying. Why hit reset when you've got somebody who's really good?
Yeah.
Like, Philadelphia did it, and that's fine. But now he's gone to Kansas City and been great the entire time. When is the downtime for Andy Reid? He was great the entire time in Philly. I mean, he had some losses, and I get it. He didn't win at the highest level. He lost that. And once that happens, you're a loser. People want to get rid of you. But Daryl Morey recognized, man, James Harden, we're getting deep with James Harden. We just got to get over the hump. Sometimes you can't. With coaches, you're right. If they got rid of Kyle Shanahan, oh, my God. He'd be the biggest bidding war you've ever seen to grab him.
I'm going
to
say this. Andy Reid's a better coach than Bill Belichick. Belichick won with one quarterback. Didn't do anything in Cleveland without Brady. Didn't do anything in New England without Brady. As a matter of fact, it got bad. One year with Matt Castle, he won some games. But Andy Reid has won consistently and now championships.
Helped make, listen, Andy Reid, now, Andy's an offensive guy. Bill's a defensive guy. I can point out some defensive players who, you know, Teddy Bruschi was built on, that was a defensive tackle in college, and Bill had the foresight to move him to linebacker. So Willie McGinnis will hit you in the head with a champagne bottle if you say something bad about Belichick, so be careful. With that said, the offensive guru.
All those guys.
Yeah, I mean, he's been phenomenal. But when you look at Andy Reid, Donovan McNabb, he traded, here you go, you can have the Ricky Williams, go ahead, I want Donovan McNabb. Donovan McNabb was successful in Philadelphia, for the most part. He was a good quarterback there. He was a Pro Bowler. Alex Smith completely resets Alex Smith's career. Yep. Success with Alex Smith to an extent. Recognizes Pat Mahomes, jumps up in the draft to the number 10 spot, grabs Pat Mahomes. The rest is history. He's won titles. He got to multiple NFC championships. He's won multiple AFC championships. He's won two Super Bowls. I mean, He's been a quarterback whisperer. I think you got a legitimate case for Andy Reid over Belichick. I know Belichick's just been the de facto, and I'm not talking about Belichick just because he won with Tom Brady. To me, Belichick built the foundation of all that stuff. But Andy Reid, Andy Reid gets dubs. Now, Belichick also didn't. He won all the time.
Yeah.
He did not have losing seasons.
Until
the very end. So when you have 20 straight winning seasons.
Well, but when Brady was gone, it turned sour, bro.
Well, a lot of that's because of the GM. The GM, Bill Belichick, was not good at
it. He was terrible. All right, we got a break at 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, I got to talk about HRP. I got to talk about my people over there. Love what they do for us. You will love what they do. Will do for you. And listen, it doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you anything to find out. Find out right now where they could save you money. If you're a business that has grown, now all of a sudden you've got 25, you've got 30, 35, 40 employees, and you're doing your own payroll. I mean, are you sure this is the way that you want to go about it? Are you a payroll expert? Do you have payroll experts? Is your payroll department growing? Is your HR department growing? Are you be able to handle all of the things that's happening now that you used to be able to handle? Or you got to hire more people now? Are you doing it as economically? Are you doing it technologically as advanced as HRMP is? No. because that's not your business. You don't know payroll. You don't know HR. That's not
you. Don't know payroll.
You don't know. You don't know. So you know who knows? HRP. HRP knows payroll. HRP doesn't matter how you pay people. Doesn't matter if you have branches in other states. It doesn't matter. They can do it all. They will do it all. Experts in that and the Affordable Care Act, which is another thing that's very difficult that you don't understand. Here's the deal. You don't understand it. They do. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Little fish, big pond, big splash, yeah. Big bag.
Okay.
Little fish, big pond, big splash, big bag. Look like a little fish in a big pond.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 837 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. One draft expert says the Steelers drafted the offensive and defensive rookies of the year.
He's going with the offensive tackle?
No, Roman Wilson.
Oh, okay.
If they can get him the ball. Roman Wilson's pretty good.
Roman Wilson is pretty good, but is this where we're doing the Justin Fields' MVP stuff again, or Russell Wilson's going to be the new Russell Wilson where I know it didn't look good in Seattle.
Is he this year's Baker?
No. I want to believe it because I think Russell's been a great quarterback, but, man, at the end in Seattle, it wasn't good. It wasn't good in Denver, and, frankly, I don't think it's a good setup
Baker,
in Pittsburgh.
Baker got them to the playoffs, barely.
In Tampa?
In Tampa.
Yep.
Pittsburgh always wins.
Yeah, but that was a rejuvenation. Like, Baker got a big contract off of that. I think we're seeing the end of Russell Wilson's career.
Pittsburgh always gets to the playoffs. Russell is going to be celebrated if he gets to the playoffs, which he will with Pittsburgh. They always win.
I think the fans are going to cheer for Justin Fields in his first three and out. Yeah. They're going to be cheering for Justin Fields. I think he's got his handful in camp. Because fans don't want to see him. Fans want to see Justin Fields. At least some fans. A lot of fans are. Oh. The media are going to want to be. Justin Fields has been a media darling forever. And that puts that's going to put a lot. And Russell's one of those guys that people just don't. They don't like him. For whatever reason. Russell's considered corny or whatever, and they don't like him. And Justin's considered a real one. So Justin gets the fans. So he's going to have his hands full in camp, I think.
What did you think of Peyton Wilson, the linebacker?
I mean, bad knees. I was told he had two knee injuries. You got to get through. I was told you got to get like the medicals on him. He could have gone in the first round. He's better than Jack Campbell, who went in the first to Detroit. But the reason he went in the third is because the thought is he might get through just one contract and that's it.
Because of his knees.
Yeah, because it's degenerative. And I mean, that guy ran a 4.4. He jumped over 40 inches. He has over 100 tackles 2 years in a row. Like, there's a lot. He has all the profile of being a first-round pick, and he went in the third because the medicals are that bad.
Yeah, that bad.
But he could be Defensive Rookie of the Year. You know why? Because Defensive Rookie of the Year players typically come from a lot of times come from the linebacker position. You just reminded me. That's my next set. My editor is going to give me that next. I'm going to have to do Offensive and Defensive Rookies of the Year article. I already know it's coming.
Peyton Wilson. And Roman Wilson, done.
Yeah, it's already done for me.
Richard.
Wilson's first time ever that
two Wilsons from the same team.
I guarantee that's never happened.
Never happened. Two Wilsons from the same team winning Rookie of the Year? Never.
Never.
We only got one, Garrett Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
We got
what
one Rookie of the Year, Garrett Wilson. There's no way another Wilson won that year.
And then CJ Stroud, Will Stroud?
Russell Wilson MVP? Wow.
And what?
And Russell Wilson MVP. Peyton Wilson, Defensive Rookie of the Year. Roman Wilson, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
If this happens, I'm going to give Dell $70.
Yeah.
Why, are you betting on it?
And if it doesn't, no. But if it doesn't happen, you give me $7.
Why would I give you any money?
I'm giving you 10 to 1.
I'm not betting on this. Why would I give you money?
The bet's already in.
You're the one that said it.
Yeah. No, I said
Russell. You're the one that said.
I didn't say the triumvirate would win. I said Russell Wilson would win.
Well, you're on it for $7, but you get 10 to 1. That's a good deal for you.
You're not my bookie.
Well, it's too late. Action's in.
No, that's not how it works for me.
It's already in. It's already in. There's nothing you can do about it. Yeah, let's get Richard in.
There's plenty I can do.
What say, Richard?
Nothing much, guys. I think Minnesota has more of a chance to be the rookie offensive and defensive rookie of the year pick, just as a joke for them being Texas North kind of picking. Mm-hmm. But my question was, do you think British Brooks, I doubt you really have much familiarity with him, but the guy who was with North Carolina for 6 years, 5'11", mm-hmm. like 230, little running back that we got, I was wondering if you think he's going to have a chance to join the roster. I know they signed him, but he's just undrafted, so... I was just wondering if you thought he might be okay, Lance.
Probably not, honestly.
Well, because they just signed a good one. They got picked up Jawar Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, if they took him as an undrafted free agent, they like him. But yeah, I don't really see it because Ogumba Wale. Well, I got to check and see if he's a special teams player. If you're going to be a fourth running back, you better be really good on teams.
Yeah.
I don't get returner, somebody who will run down there and tackle on kickoff returns and punt returns. You can't be the last running back and not play special teams. Ogumba Wale and Damian Pierce both play special teams, so British would have to do that. But I never say never with those kind of backs because I swear, those are those kind of guys that come out of nowhere in this offense.
That's true. I really appreciate it, and I was just wondering. Yeah. I think he's just going to be a little meatball. I think he's pretty awesome.
I love that.
Yeah, a meatball.
Well, all right, yeah, and in Minnesota, I think over Pittsburgh for being the rookie offensive and defensive of the year, so sorry.
Well, you know what? You actually, like J.J. McCarthy and Dallas Turner?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if we're going to do a 1-2 combo, that would be the combo I would look at, because quarterback and pass rusher was last year.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks for the call. I mean, last year's quarterback pass rusher.
J.J. McCarthy might be real good there. Mm-hmm. He has some weapons. This just in. Yeah,
he's got Justin.
He got Justin
right off the bat.
Yeah.
Right. The rest of his Jordan Addison. That's not bad.
No. Time for me to talk about.
And he's got at running back Aaron Jones this year. Man, they might be kind of sneaky. Tight end T.J. Hockenson. That's not the worst situation I've ever seen. Christian Darrisaw is one of the most underrated left tackles in football. They're not great up the middle with Brandell, Bradbury, and Ed Ingram, but yeah, he stepped into a good spot, much better than going to New England or the Giants.
Time for me to talk about Air Team. Okay, this is a new client to the show. As a matter of fact, I'm in the middle. I've got to replace air conditioning at my house, and they are so good, so thorough, so the explanations tremendous. I mean, I could fix my older air conditioners, but I'm just not. I'm gonna get a new one, and I just want it to be. And they're gonna come and they're gonna measure everything in my home to make sure that it's the right capacity for the rooms that it's going to be in. I can't be happier with the way that they go about it at Air Team. They're so thorough, so good. They've got employees that have been there 20, 30. They're great. It's third generation of ownership here. Darren and Dawn are the owners. Garrett, their son, is there as well. It's been family owned and operated over 35 years. They speak English, Spanish, Russian, Farsi. If you speak Farsi only, they can still help you out. They've got the warehouse full of equipment and parts. They've got the rebates. They've got everything that you need if you have any air conditioning problem. This is the time to get it checked out, because if it breaks down in the summer, man, they're blowing and going. It's so busy. This is the time to take a look. You need to maintain your air conditioners as well. I talk about your roof, how you got to maintain that. Talk about how you got your plumbing, how you got to maintain that. You got to maintain your air conditioners as well. AirTeamLTD.com or call them 713-936-5346.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
We've got a featured restaurant to highlight this week. It's Highway Cantina in Edo, a great Tex-Mex destination before and after ball games, and certainly for Cinco de Mayo. Thanks to Highway Cantina, our featured restaurant this week, and they're stopping by today. It'll benefit some of us, won't benefit all of us, because some people don't grind.
Some people are staying and grinding. We're going to get some of that delicious food. I'm pretty excited. Pretty excited. Free food will just really get...
Right in your day, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it just gets people talking.
Yeah.
Just
they're on their way?
Well, not for you.
They're not on their way.
They're waiting for you to leave.
They're getting here between 11:15 and 11:30.
So they're going... You know, they're worried about their business first and you second. Okay? The way it should be.
They're worried about the...
Like lunch.
The Mopey and Mape show, making sure they eat.
And Paul Gallant, he'll be around at that time, so he'll get to eat.
Probably
not. Joe George.
Probably going
to
walk in right before the show, and it'll be gone because all the salespeople will eat it.
Wow, that's a deep cut.
Mm-hmm.
Inside baseball.
As they say. Speaking of baseball, who's on the mound today?
Who's on the mound against the Guardians?
Yeah.
It is going to be today. It's Hunter Brown, awesome. Hunter Brown, and then Justin Verlander.
That's cute.
And then Spencer Arik Gedde.
Hunter keep the win streak going? He has had some moments where he's pitched.
This isn't our best lineup.
No,
although Javier is scheduled to return soon, so
see, it's all coming
that
together.
That might all change up.
Mexico City was our Tombstone series. Get right series in Mexico City. That's what we're calling it.
Yeah, that was get right.
Hunter Brown, this is the biggest start that he's had. It's his biggest start of the season, because if you crap the bed, that could be you that leaves a rotation. And frankly, it's going to be you leaving a rotation. But when Christian Javier gets back, when Fromber gets back.
Fromber's back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Fromber got back when I was gone.
Yeah.
What happened to Fromber?
He pitched five innings.
I had a thing. Oh, that's right. Yeah, he had a good game.
He had a good game.
He won one of the win streak games, didn't he?
Yes.
I consider this the win streak games. I mark this time of the year as a win streak.
Yeah. He had six strikeouts, no walks. Five innings pitched. He only threw 71 pitches.
Yeah,
he was
doing draft stuff. I would have watched some Fromber.
71 pitches, six strikeouts, no walks.
It's coming together.
For who, Fromber or the team?
The team.
Okay.
And the game he pitched before
that. And JV pitched well?
The game Fromber he pitched pitch before well? That, 85 pitches over 7 2/3, five strikeouts, no walks. I mean...
We had the numbers yesterday when the guys we expected to be in the rotation outside of JP France, when those guys are pitching, and Rosnel Blanco certainly helped, they're locked down.
Yeah.
Under two,
but
the ERA.
But this is the problem, though. That's why you can't give games away, because even when your guys, you don't want to be in a battle getting a 500. That's not what you want to do. So you don't want to get too far behind, and that's why winning those two games. We joke about it being a sweep, but, I mean, it's essential. You really can't lose any more games. We're very fortunate that you don't have two teams running away from the rest of the division. But that's just not this division. So the Astros are still, very much in it in the division. But I think the bullpen, the homeostasis is going to kick in, and they'll be fine. I think the bullpen's going to be – it can't be this bad all year.
Seattle had a big walk-off last night. They're 16-13, I think. Mm-hmm. They're 6.5 up on the Astros.
I'm not as worried about
that. You're still within
that.
Shouting distance. It's okay. The sky isn't
falling
yet.
I'd prefer they lose, but yeah.
Yeah. The sky isn't falling yet, but it is, it's crap. So far, it's crappy. And hopefully, it'll get better here now, because you're playing the Guardians. You can't wait to play the Guardians. The Rangers aren't, they're one game over 500. Seattle needed that win last night to put them three games over 500. The rest of the division sucks. The Astros, this will get better. It'll definitely get better. And especially now, Fromber's back. Javier's going to come back. JP France is already out. You're taking probably Singleton out of this lineup. Hopefully you're taking Abreu out of this lineup. You got Dubon, hopefully on most of the games in center field. You will see if Chaz can start, you know, getting putting some consistent at bats together. Bregman can turn things around. You know, he always does after April. So it's going to be okay. We're going to be all right. We're fine.
I'm trying to convince myself. To be the best team in Astros history?
You what?
Still on track to be the best team in Astros history?
Yeah, and best team in Astros history.
I don't know about
watch
on
the
track.
Run. Watch the run that they go on now, Del.
On track, though?
Yeah. It was the Mexico City Tombstone.
Are they going to get to play all their games in Mexico against the Rockies?
They don't get to play the Rockies every game, per se, but it looks that everybody's going to look like it, like they're the Rockies when the Astros take them on.
When Hunter Brown and Arrigetti are on the mound, you feel like that? Everyone's going to look like the Rockies?
Yeah, I'm not thrilled about that. Two out of the three starters.
I mean, if we're trying to get a hot streak going, I wish it wasn't those two.
Yeah.
Pitching in the series. I just have a funny feeling Arrigetti's going to be okay. I mean, I like the fact that he's striking people out. I like the fact that there's some swing and miss. Did anything happen while I was gone where he had a terrible start? I don't. You know, that whole 7 days is a blur for me. I know Astros baseball. I know we were busy getting our asses kicked in Chicago. And then, of course, the great Mexico City trip. But Arrigetti, to me, I feel better about him than Hunter Brown, if you really want to know the truth.
You feel better? Well, last outing.
He has some swing and miss stuff. Hunter Brown is just, his head just explodes. As soon as he goes through a bit of adversity, he just falls apart.
His last outing, Arrigetti, wasn't horrible.
No, he wasn't.
No.
3 2/3.
Well.
7 hits, 4 earned runs.
Okay, I checked that.
7.
Okay, bait and switch me.
He hasn't pitched more than 4.0.
Oh, there, he's got it. He's
3,
on a pitch.
4, and 3
he's
and 2/3.
He's on a pitch count. He's just coming up to the
pitch.
He's
a long reliever, but he starts the game.
Okay.
Yeah, it's what do they call it? He's the opener.
He's the opener.
He's the opener.
Well, let him only pitch an inning then, if he's the opener. Either he's a long reliever or the opener. Which one is he?
No, we need long relief. We got him.
Then let somebody else pitch the first inning and have him come in.
And then him come and then he comes in for long relief.
Yeah, to get you to 5 innings, and then you go to the rest of your Sterling bullpen.
Dell, it's not like he gets through those innings unscathed.
Well, maybe you get through the first inning unscathed without him starting.
His ERA is down to 10.97.
That's comforting. So if you feel like the Astros are making the playoffs or winning the division, which one do you think is happening? Do you think they're getting in as a wild card or winning the division?
Winning the division.
Okay, so I pulled up the teams with the slowest starts to win the division, and this is an article from last year. The Rangers in 2015 went 9-16. They finished 88-74. The Twins in 2006 started 9-16. They finished 96-66.
Thank you.
Of course, the Astros have started worse than those two teams, but sure, great record for the Twins. The Padres, 2006, started 10-15, 88-74, and the Yankees, 2005, started 10-15, finished 95-67.
See? Exactly my point.
I mean,
it's not over yet.
Yeah, it's not over. I will point out that their Astros through 25 games were worse.
Yeah.
But still, not over.
No, it's not over. It's
far from over.
I think if Mexico City taught us anything, we can kick the Rockies' ass. That's right.
Okay.
That's what great.
Mexico City taught us anything.
If we learned anything from Mexico
the
City.
The lessons learned from Mexico City.
We're better than the Rockies.
For sure.
They haven't run out of water there either, did they? I'm not sure if they've
not yet.
Mexico City apparently running out of water. But, we're out of there. We got our water. I think we brought our own bottled water.
Oh, well.
The empathy just oozing off of John.
Time for me to talk about.
No. All right, I think they're running out of water. They've got like 8 billion people there, but hey, we're out of there.
We're done.
We're fine.
We brought our own water. Hopefully we left some there. Here's the deal. It's property tax time. My wife texted me this morning, and she said, don't forget, you need to fight the property taxes before May 15th. Little does she know, I'm not doing it. I should have just said, I'm not doing it. That's what I should have said.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ownwell is going to do it. That's right. do not let this go without fighting, without protesting. You've got until May 15th. You got to move on this thing. Go to ownwell.com and see what they're going to do for you. Takes minutes, no stress, no investment, because if they don't win, you don't pay. When they win, it's just a percentage off of what the taxes that you would have paid, right? So it's well worth this thing, man. You got to save on these property taxes, because if you let the government get away with it every single time, it's going to just increase your property taxes, increase. And you're going to find, wait a minute, when I want to sell my house, the government is way off on this thing, way off. My house isn't worth what they say it is. The government always does that. Let OwnWell keep it where it's supposed to be, all right? No upfront costs. Savings are free, guarantee. If you don't save, you don't pay. Save money on your property taxes with OwnWell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes. Start your protest today at OwnWell.com. That's OwnWell.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Lance Erlein here. The future of medicine is here. It's at QC Kinetics. You know, QC is the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management that we've seen in decades, regenerative medicine. What they do is they take the body's healing power, they concentrate it, then they put it back into the joint. It can be the back, shoulder, hip, knee, whatever's bothering you. And what happens is that they restore and repair damaged tissue, and you begin to see inflammation come down, and your pain tolerance is much better. You don't have that chronic pain. And we're doing this without surgery, without steroid shots, without all of the old treatments. We're talking natural biologics using your body's own power to restore and repair damaged tissue. This is the way to go. Make sure that the pioneers in the field who are helping you right now with 20 years of clinical work can work on you and get you back to where you used to be. It's QC Kinetics. Go to the website QCKinetics.com. 4 locations here in Houston. Schedule your therapy at QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Presented by Zadok Jewelers. KFNC and KFNC HD2 on Bellevue, Houston.